garden expert extraordinaire, podcast star, and book author, Charlie Nardozzi, joins us. Charlie, welcome.
Well, it's nice to be here, Mary.
I mentioned book author. Your latest is titled The Continuous Vegetable Garden. One of the sections in there delves into perennial vegetables. Take us beyond that rhubarb patch that I didn't plant but still produces rhubarb in my yard every year.
Well, right there you have a reason for having perennials, because they come back every year no matter what you do. But most people know about the perennial vegetables such as rhubarb or horseradish or asparagus, but there are some other ones that I highlight in my Continuous Vegetable Garden book that are really kind of cool and ones you probably have never thought of before. For example, onions. There are types of onions that are perennials in our climate. The evergreen hardy bunching onion, you see this as scallions often. Most people will plant them in the spring, harvest all of them, eat them, and enjoy them, and that's great. But what you could do is plant them in the spring, harvest most of them, leave some there, they overwinter, come back the next year, have more side shoots come out, and so you can just continue to harvest almost all of them every year and have them come back year after year. There's also the Egyptian walking onion. This is a cool one. This is a perennial onion that I've grown for years in our garden, and it'll go through a good strong Vermont winter. It grows up, and at the top of the leaves, they have a cluster of little onion bulbs. And it gets so heavy that it'll bend that leaf down so that the onion bulbs land on the soil. They'll root wherever they are. And so the onion plant looks like it's walking across your garden over time. Kind of a cool thing. We mostly use it for the greens in the spring, but you can eat those onions too. Also, a perennial kale. Everyone loves kale, but why not have a perennial one? Most of the kales are biennials. They'll die back. Maybe come make through the winter and then flower and seed the next year. But there are some that are true perennials, one called the kaleidoscope mix and another that I've grown called cosmic kale. And these are hardy to around zero, so you might have to protect them in certain parts of the state in the winter. But if you have a place that you can put them, I put them in our unheated greenhouse. They come back every year. You have this beautiful plant where you can eat the young greens, the young tender greens, and then cook the older greens as because they get a little tougher, but it'll come back year after year. If you're looking for a really hardy one, the sea kale is a really nice one. This is a Crambi maritima. Hardy to zone 4, it actually has white flowers, so it's attractive too. This one dies back to the ground but comes back up every year. Then there are some flowers. Daylilies, of course, people know about already. You can eat the flower of the daylily, the flower bud. You can even eat the roots of the daylily. It has to be the hemerocallis, though, not the true lily. Get a hemerocallis daylily. And hostas. Now, this is one some people don't really know about. In Japan, hosta shoots, when they first come out of the ground and they're about 4 to 6 inches long, they are a delicacy. And they tempura them. They put them in soups. They make sautés out of them. Delicious. And they taste kind of like asparagus. So all of this is in the book, and you can try some perennial vegetables this year and make for less work and more fun in your garden.
Ooh, hosta salad. I love that. Here's a question from Bobby in southern Vermont. Bobby writes, I wasn't able to plant my garlic last fall because I was recovering from surgery. What would happen if I planted my garlic this spring as soon as the soil thaws? I live in southern Vermont.
Yes, Bobby, you can do that. You can plant it as soon as that soil is thawed out enough to get those cloves into the ground. Put them in there. What'll happen is that they will grow, they will form a bulb, but it'll be small. It'll be smaller than what you're used to just because it hasn't had a lot of time to really build up the resources. But it'll be edible and be good. Another thing you could do is put some of the bulbs or some of the cloves in a pot right now, and you can eat the greens as they come up as garlic greens. How about that? Same flavor, it's just the green instead of the clove.
Jennifer writes, I have a fenced-in raised bed garden in Jericho. It's about 5x8 that I would like to devote solely to pickling cucumbers this summer. It gets sun most of the day. I'm looking for suggestions on soil consideration, seed recommendation, watering, any other tips you can arm me with before I begin this adventure.
Go, Jennifer, you go. Be the pickle lady. So pickles, or cucumbers, of course, like a raised bed, compost-amended soil, like a lot of fertility. They like water and they like warmth, so you can keep it in the sunniest spot that you have. After you got it started growing, make sure you have a trellis for them. A 45-degree angle trellis is nice so they can grow up and the fruits hang down, easier to pick and less problems with them that way. And do a couple different crops. Do a succession crop. So do your first crop in May, then maybe late June, early July, sow a second crop, and you'll see that that'll push you right into September. You'll have more pickles than you know what to do with.
If you have questions for Charlie, send them to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org, and listen to this wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Thank you so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.